The meeting taking place in Cape Town has got good news to report. I think growth is increasing at good rates across many African countries, and so there should be a general positive air about it. There are, however, challenges. The most important are that government provides the framework in which business can flourish, rather than to try and micromanage particular industries. It also has to deal with some of the concerns about cronyism and corruption, which are rife in some countries. If it can address that, the growth rates can match those of India and China, you know, but not just 5%, but getting up towards 10% growth. So there are challenges ahead, but the news is generally good.
Dr. Betts, earlier on I spoke with the Deputy Prime Minister of Zimbabwe, and he was talking about, you know, issues that African leaders at the World Economic Forum are focusing on. And one of those issues is the issue of good governance and the differences that are found within most African countries in terms of good governance. How do they deal with that to make sure that it becomes uniform and Africa really realizes its potential?
Africa is a lot more than just a resource-rich location, but it does have very good resources, and some of these are managed better than others. There have been obviously well-documented problems with corruption, particularly in the countries like Nigeria over oil extraction and in other locations related to conflict and diamonds. But there's no doubt that things are being managed well in some industries. And the importance, again, of government establishing the rules and then allowing a competition to exist and not being involved in the high levels of corruption which have occurred is exceptionally important. I mean, that is singly the most important thing for government officials to appreciate, is that you get into government to help the people rather than to help yourselves. And I think that there are some locations where that's still not obviously the case. So the issue of governance is it's good that it's being focused on, because there's nothing worse than ignoring the major problems. And I commend the World Economic Forum for focusing on that.
And looking at this issue of corruption that you have just mentioned, corruption is only aided by people also coming from Western nations who are seeking deals in Africa. How does the West deal with that to make sure that this thing is nipped in the bud and Africa really realizes its potential without, you know, this kickback problem?
Well, you're absolutely right. There is no doubt that corrupt acts and financing for a lot of mining, in the broadest sense of that word, deals, there are Westerners who take advantage of that. And also Easterners, you know, it's not just Western interests, but interests from places like China, where there is a desire to cut corners. It's important that Western nations and the Chinese and other governments make sure that policies and practices are followed to the highest standards. There are laws in place in the United States and in Europe to prevent corrupt acts in companies. They are not always perfectly upheld, but they are upheld in the main, and there are pressures put on companies to perform well. And I think generally the, you know, Western influence and involvement in Africa is positive. There are exceptions, but generally is positive. But we need to be vigilant, because we need to make sure that Western nations assist Africa and don't detract from the efforts of the African business and African governments. So I'm relatively positive. I think the meeting has a lot to commend it, and I think that hopefully those situations, those problems will be resolved.